Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 6¾ cents at 517. September wheat down a penny and a quarter at 616¾. And November beans down 3¼ cents at 1316¼. Export sales today were really mediocre at best. Wheat 291. Corn 371, beans 181 combined, so nothing really helpful there. But we did sell 228,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico this morning, so that may be a little bit of business, and you know, hopefully the Chinese will come in and buy some more. Well, we haven't seen that yet, but the trade certainly seems to be counting on that. These weather models have been shifting back and forth, bringing a lot of rain either to eastern Iowa or to western Iowa. Last night or yesterday afternoon late, it looked like they shifted it back to western Iowa, which is what I think broke the market. I look at the forecast for the next week. I see nothing but rain in Iowa. 50 to 60% chances virtually every day out there. And at the heart of pollination, I can't imagine a better time for these rains to be falling. Now, the rains aren't going to be everywhere across the Midwest, but they're going to be a lot of places. So, you know, I just don't see what's friendly out here. We've got the funds long 200,000 contracts of corn in a technical environment to me that looks not good. If we close lower Monday than we are now, you know, I think we could have another month of selling off in here. So, you know, I just don't see what's positive, frankly. The wheat market, I think Minneapolis should hold up best against Chicago. Doesn't mean that Minneapolis won't go down. It just means I believe Chicago will lose more than Minnesota will. But, you know, Minnesota could be down, who knows, 20, and Chicago could be down 40. But my guess is Minneapolis will stay firm to higher, with Chicago steady to lower. The funds are long, you know, about 70, 80,000 contracts of beans, 20 meal, 30, 40,000 contracts of oil. So there's more liquidation possibilities there, let alone if the funds think these markets, the crops are made and want to get short out here. So that's really about what I see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.